The first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. I talked to you a little bit last night. I cut out a message I didn't get to finish. But somehow the Lord is not leading back there to use the rest of it tonight. But there's some things that I would love to mention last night, but didn't have time, and I'm not going to make an apology. It'll be all right. I learned a long time ago, kind of goes the way the Lord
said
it always. You'll appreciate that you went with God.
Amen.
I'd like to say why you're turning your Bibles. I appreciate Cap Peter, brother. I appreciate Brother Dawson. That's a whole of the thing, and I appreciate those who backed him up here in the choir and those who work with him. I appreciate the family.
Yeah.
It's just all good. Now, you may have to get to be 50 years old before you learn how to appreciate things.
Yeah.
And appreciate what God's doing for his people and through his people.
Right.
You may have to get to be about 50 before you learn how.
Yeah.
Now, the older you get, the more you appreciate the people of God.
Amen.
You sure will.
Yeah.
Amen. You just well get in. I'll get you tonight. I thought, why don't we get in?
Amen.
Head on out in the stream. Who wants to pass of this backslidden outfit in half?
Amen.
Got the people of God on you, and the saints of God be helping you through.
Amen.
You're in the Word.
Amen.
I praise the Lord for it. Amen. I'm glad when God filled me with the power of the Holy Ghost, he gave me about 10 done on here. I don't care.
Amen, brother.
You're right.
Yeah.
And that's what the majority of our preachers, a lot of our preachers, I'm not critical side of preachers, we got some old good preachers.
Yeah.
But a lot of our preachers, I know a lot of them that needs to get full of God. They're afraid that's got the real ticket. If they get full of God, they're afraid of getting along. Well, if Brother Medicare has got the right thing on that. He's got a good thing about getting off. That's God, you'd have to pray about leaving.
Amen.
I didn't know this grace to get off. I found a fellow in the New Testament, every time he hit nothing, it pounds, bless God. He left there with a jig of dough under one arm and a convert under the other. His name was the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
Lord, you'd be surprised how many preachers. The former treaty have I made on behalf of some all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Let me read that real careful and slow again. The former treaty have I made on behalf of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Now you'll remark that sometime you have time to study that verse a little bit. Began both to do and to teach. You see, the church is not complete yet. But he began something.
Yeah.
And he said the gates of hell wouldn't prevail against him.
Amen.
And he said his destination was home.
Just well
get in, bless God, and relax and get on with it. On the day in which he was taken up after he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he showed himself alive after this passion of many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speak to them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Be around that. That's for the disciples. The world didn't see it. I don't think the world, I don't think if you're in the world at all after the resurrection. All right, listen. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, said, Lord, if thou at this time destroy the kingdom of Israel. See, their kingdom had been gone a long time. And they was looking for somebody to restore them the kingdom. Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power as the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You see how that fellow jumped out of gear right there? They had their mind on the kingdom, and you couldn't blame them for it. But they wasn't getting the message that Jesus has conveyed to them. Right. He had done told them to get over yonder and commanded them to go tarry till it be endued. And then he asked the question, said, you going to fix the kingdom now? He said, now that's up to the Father, which is in his own power. But he said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then when that happens, he said, then you'll be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, and both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uppermost parts of the earth. And when he spoke these things, he went out of sight. That's the way the modern outfit wants to believe it. But here's the way the Bible reads. And when he had spoken these things, and while they beheld, he was taken up.
Yeah.
A cloud received him.
Yeah.
Went out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. They stood around, hung around a little while. Boy, God's been interested in it long. What about God sending angels down and tell them more to get on, that everything's all right. And then when that angel came down there, why you standing here looking up in the heavens? Why stand you here gazing up in the heavens? This thing, you mean a Galilee? He said, why gaze you in the heavens? Said, God sent his angel telling it. This same Jesus, which you're taking up from you in the heavens, shall so come in like manner. They said he'd been taken up into heaven.
Yeah, right.
I kind of believe he did, don't you?
Amen.
Right. He's coming again.
Amen.
Amen. Just like you saw him going to heaven, he's coming. He's coming over loud.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him come another way, but it seems like he's going to come. I don't care how he comes, he's coming.
Amen.
I don't care if that's God, he comes in on a model T4, he's coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. He's coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I praise God for our lives. Father, we're so glad we're here. We thank you, Lord, for every dear heart to share. We're glad, Lord, for these dear preachers to share. Backing up this campus with Brother Junior. We're glad, Lord, for the singers. We're glad for the listeners. Glad for the shovels. We're glad for everybody. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege we've had. It's been a great opportunity and a great privilege to be here and to be here, Brother Dawson. And to be here, Brother Hagel. Lord, Brother Hagel and I have been in a lot of camp meetings together. We believe in them. We praise God for it. And we pray, Father, tonight you'll preach us for your glory and hold us right close up to you. Help us, Lord, to preach to help the saints get out of here. One of these days, we're going to meet God. And now, Lord, we give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about something that's very strange in this day and time, and that's a revival.
Yeah.
You see, that's a strange introduction to a message. I went down to Tennessee last spring a year ago to hold a revival, and they had a sign. Well, it was 8x4, piece of plywood, and they had wrote on it, having a revival. I walked around, looked at the back of it, back didn't have anything on it. I said, the back of that thing is saying more than the front.
Yeah.
Said, why? I said, hey, you got nothing wrong. I said, that front still is not made right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right, brother.
Amen.
Right. I said, bless God, I don't see no revival around here. And I said, when have you seen a revival? I said, his church too.
Yeah.
I said, when have you seen a revival? And I said, you know I'm not a pessimist. I told you last night I wasn't.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
And all over the country you see signs of having a revival.
Yeah.
Having a revival.
Yeah.
You go looking for it and see what you find.
Right, yeah.
Go looking for it.
Yeah.
I'm not a pessimist. And I'm not on the morning of bash or gloom. Some other preachers done hit the morning flash of gloom, and then going to say, we're not going to have no revival.
Oh, yeah.
Who told you that? Where'd you find that at? Yeah. What book did you read that out of? We're not going to have a revival. Yeah. I'm like old Dr. Percy Ray Coates, who thought one day this time, I argued that a little bit around him. He said, just as long as Jesus Christ is the minister of the throne of God, him and the Holy Ghost is in our disposal, we can have a revival.
Yeah.
We can have a revival.
Yeah.
And you know what? God's going to get this country's attention if he has to turn Russia on us.
Yeah.
Or turn Cuba on us. God don't have to have Russia turn Cuba on us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think will happen tonight? What do you think will happen a Sunday morning if Russia was to blow New York off the face of the map? What do you think will happen?
That's right.
You wouldn't be ruined, bless God, to get people in the church.
Yes.
You know, you think God don't know how to get a revival started? And it's either going to come that way or through a depression.
Amen.
You see, I know what the depression was.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you right now, I found two Bob Air Fuse for 10 hours for $1 bill.
Yeah.
And an old Vulcan plied that hillside, the old Turner plied. 10 hours for $10, buddy. No, for $1, and was glad to get it.
Yeah.
And then we'll get out there and go to our neighbor's men. I played all week. A Saturday evening lady paid me off along that middle of the evening. She said, I was just not going, boys. And he gave me $6, and I trotted almost a mile to give most of it to the mother. Huh?
Sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You're going to hang a cross from on the side of a building.
Have a crowd of people to have a revival.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Lord, don't talk like that. Let's go. We better get to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
We better get to God.
Right.
Did you know what happened in the reign of Solomon? There was 40 years of prosperity under God.
Yeah.
And Solomon turned his back on God. He went into idolatry and everything else.
Yeah.
And there was 40 years of no God. Gold but no God. That's when they lost their kingdom. That's when they lost their flag. Here.
Yeah.
Look at me. I used to read that and feel sorry for Israel. And they were God's chosen people, but he sent them in the captive, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He sent them down the road, didn't he? Let them stay. Bless God. They got the baggage to come home.
Yeah.
It sure is. And they come back, you know, and old Ezra went out there and laid the foundation of the temple of God and the house of the Lord. And you know what happened when he got the foundation laid? When they got back home, they said they didn't know which was a shouting or the cry. Except some of the old ancient people were still living. They remember the glory of the first temple. Huh? Oh, when they laid the foundation, going to build another. Amen. Some of them old timers blessed God as a praying and a weeping, and they didn't know which ones to shout and who was a weeping. Hey, what for? They saw the building of the house God starting back up. Don't tell me God don't know how to get our attention. And listen, let me say that if you don't get up, that's what I'm going to say tonight. It's either a revival. If we survive, it's a revival. I'm talking about a revival.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in one that you got it started and couldn't get it stopped?
Yeah.
I believe it's Dr. James Stewart. He had a book on push button revival.
Yeah.
Go ahead and push a button, start, push a button, and stop. But if God ever gets one started, big boy, you don't stop.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Come on now, preacher. Come on with
it. Amen.
Glory. God be sure. A fella called me a while back and said, I want you to come preach me a 3 days revival. I said, I ain't coming. I said, it's dogmatic. I said, I'm not a coming. He said, why ain't you coming? I said, the devil won't even come out there to see us. I said, he knows we're not going to do a thing. I said, I'm not talking about dishonoring the word of God. I said, the devil knows ain't going to happen in 3 days.
Right.
And you know why we're going to have why we're going to sit out and sit down and tell the devil and everybody else we're going to have a revival? Because we're afraid of something firestorm. We're afraid we won't have one.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Right. We're all dragging your feet, but come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We're afraid of the firestorm.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, my brother Wade last fall in revival. I said, did you know when your pastor got saved? He got saved on Thursday night or Friday night of the third week of the revival. It'd been going for 3 weeks. And I want to tell you, some of the greatest praying saints that I ever known in my life was in that little community where I was raised.
Yeah.
And we made up our mind, that's got the boys that got back from the war in 47. They got back from the war and the war was on. And we was a-praying. We was a-praying and asking God to move in a mighty way. And did you know that the saints of God got hungry? And they got so hungry till they got to fasting and praying.
Yeah, amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
Nobody advertised it. Nobody acted like a Pharisee about it. Said, I'm going to fast and pray. Nobody knew anything to happen. And before I knew it, there's about a half hour after about 12 or 15 people fasting and praying. One dear old saint in the park, her husband said to her, said, Mom, I want you to stay able to go to the meeting. She said, don't you bother me, Daddy. Said, I know what I'm doing. Said, don't bother me. And she said, if we don't have a revival this time, we're gone. said we prayed that for us through the Lord. They're all back home now, and they're all home, and said we're going to have a revival. We're going to have a revival. We're going to have a revival. And I had my youngest brother had never been saved. And George had never been saved. And there I'd been preaching over 20 years. And I got so disturbed. I said, Lord, you've got to get there or let me die one. I'll tell you what, the fact I didn't want to live, God didn't do something about it. And one day I climbed on top of a mountain yonder and was waiting on God and praying, and I heard some leaves breaking and sticks breaking. I looked off down the side of the mountain, I was laying out there on my stomach and praying, talking to God. And yonder comes a deacon up the side of the mountain. And he crawled up to me a weeping like a whoop child. He said, I told Annie, that was his wife, I'd find you on this mountain somewhere. Who told him I was on that mountain? They started playing near my God to be, and you may not believe this. Them old boys, I mean ex-soldiers. But God, I ain't talking about kidding, Garden. I'm talking about ex-soldiers. Started coming down that aisle, and I stood back there and took the hold of my hand. I'm 22 of them. And waited as a person over that old church, didn't have to while down that side. And waited sitting back there on the back, and when I made that old call, before they flung, son got one verse. He got up and walked off the street and come down the aisle.
Amen.
Just back home from the war, back home out of the Navy. Walked down there and got down there. And 22 of them come down there and got down there.
Amen.
My old brother, my brother, older than Wade, was standing back there at the door. Wasn't room for him to sit down. And I walked back there quietly, looked at him, and I said, kid, you made up your mind to go to hell. Tell me tonight. I'll go back down and tell him what praise to you. And he howled like a coyote. He wasn't pretty hard to make him howl too, brother. Down the front, he
went,
woo!
Glory!
Amen. That little woman ain't in that you're talking about, she's skipping like a ram bird.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God, she went back out and showed them more hard-hearted soldiers and said, boys, if you had to go a thousand. She said, if you had to go a thousand times, it's worth starting tonight. But said, the good part about it is you don't have to go a thousand. She said, just go tonight. That's it. You get saved tonight.
Amen.
One of me. Well, it was in the third week when Wade got saved. I'm talking about revival. I ain't talking about a meeting. I'm talking about a revival.
Yes.
Within the third week, I was preaching. In the third week, I was preaching in the meeting. And so after a while, somebody came over and told me, and said, listen, come over here, brother Wade. See, my kid can't come through. I got over that boy. I want you to know that seat was covered with tears all along here. Oh. He had weapon up for those men. And I said, son, can't you believe God? And then I said, listen. He was talking to God. I mean, he had his fist down and beating on that seat. He'd do it there. So you don't have to beat the seat. Though if you get on a conviction just right, you might be close.
Yes, man. Yes.
You know, I found out what he said. I found out what kind of covenant he made.
Yeah.
That morning, 1:30, laying on his bed, couldn't go to sleep until you was down there praying. I prayed all night. Them boys been praying with me all night. Said, stay with me, we're going to pray all night. We didn't get to pray all night. The Lord came about 3:30 in the morning.
Amen.
You may not believe this, but don't make a difference if you don't. Don't bother me for a bit. You know, God said something about it. Always hit me. He said, what if some did not believe? Said that don't affect the faith of God a bit.
Amen.
That's in Romans 3rd chapter, if you want to find it. That night, Brother Hinkle, I saw something look like, kind of like a rainbow come in the church. Lit up that yard. And as so much God, that was about 3:30 in the morning. Well, old Satan got up, started down the aisle, she's shouting. She said, oh, Lord, I see him coming in droves. That's 3:30 in the morning before that night. And they came in droves. There's 22 feet now, I'm thinking. Every one of them ex-soldiers. There are people, I got over whole way to that. We talked a little bit, and I said, son, if you believe God, he'll say, you just show us your breathing. Boy, about that time, he got up from my snorted like a bleached dead hog. He turned around and grabbed me and picked me up, and he shoved me down again like an old farmer that's got to put the stake in the ground. And up he go again with me. Finally, I got loose from him. You know what he did? Now, follow this. He ran right over to where Mama was at and said, Mama, don't worry about them other boys. We'll get them. I said, it's not getting the business quick. That's a revival. Jesus here said, now you said, see, we're without excuse. He told the disciples, said, when the powers come on you, you'll be witnesses.
Amen.
Well, we ought to give them a study course with them, learn how to approach somebody. Bless God, you get God on you, know how.
Amen.
You ought to study a little bit to get rid of the
ignorance. That Holy Ghost instinct.
Back in the ground, 5 miles away yonder in Glenville Gorge, way back yonder. I mean, back yonder in the Texas, one time years ago, the old church shook. He's a whole lover, back in the wagon days. Follow me now. This fella got all the wagon, had a little old suitcase, a handle of the wagon, they called him, started up the road, and he introduced himself to this old farmer. He got to talking to this old man about God. That old man said he talked about the crops, he talked about everything in that country, he talked about hauling lumber, but he said that young man talked about God. And said, finally they got away on up the road. That young man said, mister, if you don't mind, said, you stop here, so I've got to take this trail across this mountain. And he said, you see that gap yonder? He said, I'm going through it. And when I get in that gap, he said, I'm going to pray for you. And 3 years later, that old farmer got saved. Some of the preachers wanted some credit, and they asked him, said, what did we preach that disturbed you? He said, not anything. And he told that experience of that young man. I'm getting in the gap to pray for him. And he said, ever since that day till this day, that every night when I lay down to sleep, said, I see that young man. Point to the gap. And I hear him say, we'll pray for you to get in the gap. You see, when the Holy Ghost gets on you, you can be a witness.
Amen.
And he'll call it the stick, thank God.
Amen.
You go out there and run your and your little fleshly energy, and thus God, you won't make them quit whacking their gun. They'll stand and shoot and blow the bull gun right in your face.
Amen.
I've seen the Holy Ghost make them quit their could. Cut out on it. I've seen it happen, bless the Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus, well, see, we were without an excuse. What it takes to have a revival is to let Jesus be the center of the attraction.
Amen.
In local assembly, too, like this.
Right.
You're going to jump out of the gear on that, I guess. You think you will. But amen. God has got a local assembly. It's called the church. And that's where God operates. I ain't got too much company to be great big movers outside the church. And I have got company to these preachers jumping on the air and said, send me your tithe.
Amen.
In a war.
Right.
I don't care who it is.
Amen, brother.
Man come to me a while back on the papers from Tyler. Alex, what he owed, I said, you give me an offer, but I don't want you to die, take it to church.
Amen.
Right. Well, except my church ain't doing mine. I said, well, that's God what you want it is.
Amen.
How you like this preaching, boy?
Amen.
You better preach it like the book says.
Amen.
Oh, I know some big preachers that said that they didn't believe in the storehouse side, and I hope Dr. First Ray about that one day. And I said, what do you think about so and so's argument on their tithes? And then, oh, Parson said you ready to him on his tithes before heaven. Hey, glory to God. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that God had a church?
Amen.
For you to get in too.
Yeah. Mother.
I'm not just studying radio preaching. I've been on my radio in my hometown of 37 years. No. Ain't what I'm talking about. But don't you get on there. Bless God bless it by the local church.
Amen.
Hey! Jesus died for it.
Amen. You're right.
Amen. And he said, forsake not the assembly together as the man of some already done.
You're right, brother. Amen.
Somebody said, I can live just as good as staying home listening to radio. You can't do it. You can't do it. Jesus didn't die for the radio. He died for the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, boy, I'm so glad that's got Brother Hinkley with a little old church, and they're going to soon celebrate his 100th year at home. Yeah. And you would be astounded and astonished and almost flabbergasted, whatever that word is.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Blow your gasket, I guess.
Short your circuit.
If you knew how many preachers that fat little church had ordained that turned out in the world of Christendom, then talk about you don't breathe in the local church. Amen.
Amen.
And if I was not properly connected with the local church and my pastor, I'd see my doctor and the funeral director.
Amen.
She's still working.
Amen.
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 You say, well, you don't know my pastor. Well, I ain't going to take no argument about that now. I'm going to tell you something. If you think I'm going to sit, bless God, listen to one of these 11 preachers, beat their brains, and deny God, you've got another fall coming.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Listen, Lord.
God didn't say you had to go listen to one of them.
Amen.
Bray like a country bray, and you know what.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Warm, brother.
Yeah.
Got a lot
to listen. It's said to have a form of godliness. But denied the power of God.
Amen.
Then stay around and do the best you can. They ain't never done it.
Yeah.
Then bless God from such turnaway.
Amen.
You better go hunt your home church.
Amen.
Now, did somebody say, Junior, talk to me? No, not on these lives, thank you. And of course, it's no use of pity that he didn't talk. I was home meeting a while back with a fella, and I know that I had his people treed. I know that I had them treed. I know that I did. But I wouldn't tell him, I wouldn't say it. You know, I just used to be Baptist. I'd say, now your preacher hadn't told me to say it. Well, I just didn't give them the privilege to give me the lie.
Amen.
That's exactly what they didn't give me. Because I had them treed. I know they had them up the tree. God did through me. I know there's up a tree, and that preacher hadn't told me a thing in the world.
Yeah.
You say you're smart? No, but I've got a Holy Ghost that knows your phone number.
Amen.
Amen. He knows what street you live on.
Amen.
He knows your house number, thank you.
Amen.
What do you want with a preacher in the house? God sent that fellow you call preacher. It's to correct you and reprove you and instruct you in righteousness.
Amen.
Work your part.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and I'll be glad that he's gone. Well, maybe I'll be glad to go back to the mountain. My text was supposed to be you shall receive power. Eighth verse. One person one time I was typing them and taping them. They said, I wish to God you'd give us a subject before we start. We don't want to put down the submissions. I just let these be on tape until I figure it out.
Amen.
Right. You said, now, if you ever get full of the Holy Ghost, he said, you'll be a witness.
Yeah.
In Jerusalem, yeah. And here's where you get in on it. Yeah. And in Judea.
Yeah.
And history said that the folks down in Judea, the Jews up in Jerusalem call them codhoppers. You mean to tell me I'm going to have to go down and preach them codhoppers?
Yeah.
Yep. And get filled with the Holy Ghost, you will.
Yeah.
And he said, that isn't all. You'll go into Samaria. Oh, Lord. You mean I'm going to have to go preach that next month to you?
Yeah.
Our poor parents' religion would not even go through that city. And you and you mean to tell me I'm going to have to go down and preach the Jesus said, if you ever get filled with the Holy Ghost, you will.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Come on, folks, say amen.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I heard the brother say something the other day, I didn't believe it. I don't know much. Of course, I'm a doctor of divinity now. I want to rub that on the devil once in a while, but it's necessary. I've been promoted. But I heard him say he wouldn't preach the Baptist. So the Baptist. And I didn't agree with him.
You say what you want. And I
find it. But didn't agree with him. Because Jesus said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. And the one lady Sunday was such a great revival as I cut through. He said, Jesus knows some people are too low down to call people, and he just called them creatures. Woo! Preacher and preacher. God has you blessed. God, I want to tell you right now, I don't want to violate the principle in that book.
Right.
And I respect God's man.
Yeah.
And I tell you right now, especially me who's been in the Bible for 35 and 40 years, I ain't going to judge, even if they, I disagree with them. And I found one that I can call his name tonight, and you all know him well.
Yeah.
I found some animosity in him last year preaching, and I didn't like it. And if I ever get a chance this year, I'm going to tell anybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, why don't you get that animosity out of you?
Yeah.
He's going to say, what? I said, towards some old-time Baptist preachers who lived in the 18s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Preach it to every creature.
Yeah.
And the only way that God would have ever got those Jews in Samaria and Judea was to fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let them get divinely intoxicated. Yeah. And they walked down on God to a certain extent when they got filled.
Mm-hmm.
Because they laid around in Jerusalem and they got a bus started with the wizards. And this plus over sandwiches.
Yeah, ain't that a terrible thing?
Right.
And they said, we ought to save some men down there to settle that fuss down yonder.
Yeah.
And that's where we thought we got the deacons, but you better go back and read that to your folks.
Yeah.
That's why you hear so much people say, what's the beauty of the deacons?
Come on, brother.
They got Acts of Apostles mixed up.
Yeah.
They said, get you several men full of the faith and full of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And send them down there to see about those widows. And we're going to give ourselves the Word of God and the prayer.
Yeah.
I'm in the book.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And when they got that bus settled down there, they were dissolved.
Yeah.
That's what they get hitched to. God said a whole lot more about their qualifications and their duties.
Yeah.
They know what the duty was to go settle the bus.
Yeah.
And if you don't get men full of the Holy Ghost now, and you get a fuss started.
Yeah.
Now, there is such a thing as deacon. And I'm about through. I've got about 20 years more to go. But I'll never ordain another deacon while I live.
Yeah.
I'll force the men to settle the buses. You want to go ahead and force them all you want to. Oh, I know it talks about them over there in the community. I know it did. And they're servants. A good deacon is one of the five said, listen. A good Lord, I wouldn't take the world for some good men back in life. They ain't gone.
Amen.
One time when I was a young preacher, boy, I'd jump over. Listen, you're saying it's a circle saw. You know what a circle saw is? That's the thing you saw lumber with.
Mm-hmm.
Steam engines.
Yeah.
And when I first started, I'd jump on anything. And one time I had a bunch of deacons. Seven, if you please. Well, I know a church didn't have it, a handful of members. And one old fella come in, didn't know what John 3:16 is at, said, "You all be all right around here if you course the 7 deacons take care of this place." Didn't happen about just a little handful. They got the 7 deacons and got the cuss fight. Amen!
Yeah, amen.
I ain't just taking good deacons. But them got the cuss fight out in the yard about something, and we're going to have a Lord's Supper. I just a young preacher. And one old deacon in that crowd wasn't in the fuss. Never did get in the fuss. He loved God. He turned the Lord deacon. And we had the Lord's Supper. That old man had to carry the place himself. That fellow sat there like mad bulls. Deacons in a Baptist church. Boy, I tell you a thing. I boiled from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head, and my hair stood up like a scared dog. And I said, "God, if you let me have a message when I come back next preaching day," I said, "Dead fellow will hear from Mr. Huntley." And God gave me a text, and when he did, it was exactly the one I wanted. But I decided I'd better stay with it. I wouldn't get another. And you know what it was? Search me, old God, know my heart. Try me and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And boy, I got that thing in the house packed, and my motor's got good and warm, and I was about ready to pull off the runway, and I said the last time we met here, we had the Lord's Supper, and I said some of our deacons, bless God, refused to take the Lord's Supper.
Yes.
I said, "That's your business, you don't have to take it." Right. And one of them said, "Amen." That is like a ghost blanket. And I said to myself, "Old bud, I ain't through yet. But I said, I will tell you something, you may not feel worthy, but if you're not fit to take the Lord's Supper, if you're not fit to be a member of that Lord of Jesus,
amen."
I didn't say amen to
Lord.
That guy didn't sit down there too. He wasn't outdoors.
Yeah.
You don't think the Holy Ghost wasn't on this boy for you.
Yeah.
And you know what them fellows done? They went around to the church of this old deacon and said, "We're going to vote him out tonight." I'm talking about deacons.
Yeah.
And that old man of God looked at him and said, "You're voting out over my dead body." They dug their tails and went home. That old man had so much God in him, he didn't even tell me for 6 months. He knew I'd blow up again. And he got filled with spirit on the roll, brother, and envy those preachers.
And me.
And the Holy Ghost would hold him too.
Yes, sir.
I know she's going to be a bad time because I said that. I'm never going to ordain no more. I went a while back and have ordained something. You're going to do it no more. When you see lights, you better check yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. And while I could preach the ordination, that's just give them a charge of something. And they call on one fellow to pray, and he's a little boy. Customary. Like they've been a praying 1,000 years. Said, "Oh Lord, bless the Lord."
Yes, oh Lord.
There is no such a thing as a morning eagle. Amen! Boy, you never heard of something like this, have you? I'm trying to get it all chalked in tonight.
Amen.
And I got up preaching, and I said, "Somebody pray a while ago, and I'm not being prepped up to a prayer." I've done the same thing before learning the matter. Said, "God bless the morning eagle." I said, "That board bending on you as many times as they're when that stops."
Amen.
I said, "They're put in here as servants of this church, not to boss the preacher, not to fire the high preacher's
evil."
Amen. Talk in the palace,
Huntley. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good preaching.
Yeah.
One of the best lawyers in our town was building a Balfour church, had to borrow a lot of money and float along and everything else. And he said to me, "Said, was this done in order of business?" I said, "It sure was. Church is called a conference." And I said, "We got to move in a second, and the majority voted to do what we want to do." Well, he said, "Supreme Court can't carry it up." Said, "The Baptist Church is the only thing that's done in democracy." Said, "I belong to the Presbyterians, and they've got a board that tells us what to do." Some of the Baptist leaders must have found that out.
They're
tell the preacher what to do. And then these preachers will go in and scare the board, and they're afraid that we're the leaders, and they're afraid that God to get a hold of climbing a saddle, Lord God, let me show you something. Have you ever seen one of these young preachers riding in the up on the coupling pole? We say this is the coupling pole.
Yeah.
Yonder's the wagon.
Yeah.
Yonder's the straw. Yonder's the baby. Over yonder's the pain.
Yeah.
And up here sits the bunch of you. Up on the front, you know, and here's the pain and harness. Up here's the straw. And here's the preacher about to fall on the coupling pole. Some of you grandpas said we killed one of these.
Amen.
They look back and say, how you doing, Pastor? Oh, we're getting along good. We're getting along good. Oh, you're the whole problem. And God came out of that man. That man don't walk up there and take a hold of the team and the reins and say, bless God, I am the overseer.
Amen. Yeah,
brother.
Yeah, good
preaching. I don't want to show up so many churches, go so many good preachers' heart. Deacon's got it in their brain. They bring it out of Raleigh down yonder.
Yeah.
They come out of Raleigh with themselves. I know who these independents get theirs. I haven't caught up with them yet, and I'll tell on them when I catch up with them.
Yeah.
Good night, nurse.
Yeah.
How am I doing, bro? Holy Ghost, give God the honor. We got a Holy Ghost from this place. Lord God, our Father. And so, when they got filled with the Holy Ghost, old Philip was one of them there boys that they appointed to go down and settle that fuss about sandwich. It was a Baptist. First church in Jerusalem was a Baptist church. All he can think about is eating, having sociable, drinking bubble ups, and eating hot dogs. I think we'll have a great fellowship. No. No, you can find a hog and bump it right off. Let's stop fellowship. Just peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible says. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Down there, and this old fellow up here tonight, when God came on us, we was in the joy. We were eating hot dogs and winning time. It's all right, you can feel hungry.
Amen.
In the Baptist church. Well, Philip was in that center of that dispute. And God sent him down in Samaria.
Amen.
But he hit that pan of preaching. And you know God let a persecution break out on that church? I mean a tremendous persecution in Jerusalem. You know what part of scattering?
Yeah.
You know who he used? Saul of Tarsus.
Yes.
He used him to scatter that church. And the Bible said they went everywhere.
Yeah.
The scripture said in Acts that they went into Samaria, they went everywhere as preaching Christ.
Amen.
And there was Philip down there on heaven, a revival. And the Jews rolled back up in Jerusalem and said, did you know old Philip down there? Yeah. Bless God in Samaria, where that bunch of Samaritans, and they say they're having a revival.
Yeah.
And God put it in the book that there was great joy in that city. She must have been rolling. And when they got down there and found out what was going on, Simon and them other boys laid their hand on them that they might be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I asked old Lindsay Phillips about that one time. I said, bless God, in the early church when people got to become a believer, they laid hands on them to be filled with Spirit. Well, he said, we just changed that there. Let's give them the right hand of church fellowship. That's what we done. Instead of calling them around and said, let's pray that they get filled with Spirit. Lay hands on them. I thought you got filled when you got saved. No, you got indwelled when you got saved. You got born. Let's get straight on the theology. You got born of the Spirit. And the Holy Ghost indwells you. And the Holy Ghost seals you. But bless God. Amen. When you give yourself to God and die unto everything,
amen,
then the Holy Ghost fills you. And the
Holy
for power. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't agree with it, Holy. Well, I don't care. It bothers me. I've done been there. I know what happened to me. I know what the Bible teaches too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I sure do. Man of God's done, hit been gone a long time, hit give me my boot training. He was a great singer. He was a music teacher. He told me when I first went to preaching the heart, he said, there's a place in your voice, if you can find words that your vocal cords will take care of your voice as long as you live. See, you study voice.
Yes. Yeah.
And he said, be sure if you hold that place.
Yeah.
But he gave him a boot training. He knew music, trained a choir, sang high tenor, sang anything. Anyhow, he said to me one day, he said, listen, I hear a noise. 4 days, 6 days older than me. And you can tell about where his age is at. And you know what he said to me one day? He said, listen, whatever you do, he wanted to preach me on a conviction. He preached me on a conviction. He said, whatever you do, he said, learn this book.
Yeah.
And he said, you don't have to bend nobody.
Yeah.
Was that good advice?
Yeah.
He said, you can get up there with the big wings looking right between the old bucket and Ben. He said, that's what it says, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hmm? You don't have to be afraid of what you know that book.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know at all. I know a little bit about him.
Yeah.
I know the order of the church. And so they're having a revival.
Yeah.
Who? Philip down in Samaria? The Jews down there among the Samaritans. Huh? Yeah, I know nothing like that. You see, them Samaritans, they're mixed with Jews, and Jews didn't like it and everything else. And one day Jesus said to them boys, he said, I must go through Samaria. That's Jesus.
Amen.
And he went there and came a woman to the well.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock you, slam off your seat now. He knew that there's one of his was coming to the well.
Yeah.
He went to see her.
Yes.
And she left. She left there saying, come and see you.
Yeah.
Is not this the Christ? Don't look at me like that.
Amen.
Hey, you're all warped.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
I know one thing, God don't do things accidentally.
Right.
Amen.
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 And you know what? When them disciples came back, they was Baptists. Had been filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I said, the word. He done got them from the fish nest. He said, I've got meat to eat that you boys don't know anything about.
Yeah.
And they went to mumbling among themselves and said, somebody brought him something to eat? Amen. And you shall receive power. Jesus got to be the center of attraction in the local church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And then the real, another thing of the attraction of a real revival is the bleeding lamb. When the Holy Ghost comes, Jesus said, he ain't going to talk to himself, he's going to talk about me. If you want the old man to get tore up, you start singing songs like Mrs. Dawson and her daughter, this old young lady, that sung here a while ago about Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
You get me tore up.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is back in me. Amen. Don't come to that stuff. As I went across the London Bridge, I met a man. If I said his name, I'll be the blame. I told his name five times. You ever heard some of them religious folks like that?
Yeah.
I've done this and I've done that, and I've done this and I've done that, and I've done this and I've done that, and I've done the other.
Yeah.
One woman, she got all holier than thou. She's bragging about her holier than thou, and she was so good, and she said, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to get my robe all over my wings. And the old Baptist preacher bleeding grapes all the way walked down there and said, woman, you better try to figure out how you're going to get your crown all over your horns.
Yeah.
He cooled her, Peter.
Yeah.
Hey, people like that.
Yeah.
They're like that.
Yeah.
I have done this, I have done that, I have done this, never done that. Old Dr. Caldwell said some of them ought to go get drunk and puke all over the stairs and take a bath and find out how low down the wall.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a grace message.
Yeah.
Had to live with the grace of God at all with the hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So
when the Spirit of God is on your life, you brag on Jesus.
Amen.
That's the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lord, I've met so many across life that he's done so much for. And just to think that God saved such a thing as Brother Hankel. Such a thing as Amen.
Yeah.
Dr. Huntley.
Yeah. Amen, Doc.
Lord God and bumped us together.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just like old Buck and Ben. And brother, we're going to get this. They say spend, but we won't spend.
No.
Yeah. We're going to get the tour of the city together.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Oh,
amen.
Yeah. Come to pray to God. I don't care if I told Hank a while ago, Pastor, I wouldn't care if I got some divine intoxication, you won't have to call me in the motel tonight.
Yeah.
Follow me and Ben.
Yeah.
They could call home and say, your pastor's on one. They say, well, he didn't bother us. He's guilty of such stuff like this. Amen.
Yeah.
When you excite my sheep, they know the
Amen.
Well, Lord God, the other day I said to my folks, boy, God began to write me to wrong. I said, oh, Lord. I said, I wouldn't care if God was to get a son intoxicated. We just have to sit down and look dog-eyed. But I said, if it ever happens, of all that, get in us. You know, everybody don't get in. Lot do and everybody don't. But I said, if all of you get in, I said, please, somebody's face over enough to take care of me. I believe I'll die. See all my sheep,
don't
lie. Amen.
Hey.
Amen. I said, bless God, you can't hold the life of the church of God.
Yeah.
I said, I left that alone. I ain't going to get up there. I never fight Methodist, Church of God, Nazarene, nobody left them alone. I got enough to fight at home.
Amen.
God called me to preach the Baptist. Of course, I'll preach the rest of them if they come around. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Ghost is here to glorify Jesus.
Amen.
Here to give you power. Listen, did you know them little old fishermen boys? Of course, we said they were ignorant of them. I've heard preachers get up and say, I'm like the disciple. I'm ignorant and unlearned, the Lord dwelleth. You need to tell people you're ignorant. God, they'll detect that quicker than anything in the world. But you better back up on them disciples, brother. They were not scribes of the law, but they did what the greatest teacher this world has ever known for 3 years and a half.
Amen, brother.
And you know what? They got so full of the Holy Ghost. They started in the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the prayer meeting, and there sat an old cripple boy that had sitting there about 40 years.
Yes,
an old brother Simon said, listen, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have.
Yes.
If I be in the name of Jesus from that, rise up and walk.
Amen.
Then he reached and got him with the right hand, and I believe he stood up. And then his feet and ankle bones received strength. He was standing, and I kind of believe he decided to see if he could take a step. And he took a step, and bless God, it went into a loop. And the Bible said he went with him. Walking, leaping, and praising God. Don't forget the extra people in that temple. Said, Lord, have a look at that thing. What's the matter with him? He's been out there, reckon he's been out there putting on this long? People ain't changed, you know. He said, you know, I went up the gate, he's been there 38 years. What? 38 years. Said, you've been sitting there 38 years. Said, you don't bring him all that money? Said, that rascal wasn't nothing wrong with. Said, he comes first. They shouting and jumping up down. People just like that. You can make that people, all them people believe that he got healed.
You're right, brother.
That's right.
They said he's been acting hypocrite all the time.
Yes, sir.
And I get. I guess that's why God put the leaping on me. He could walk in there, they could put it pretty good ugly. So he put it on that leaping. He had to say, well, it wasn't something unusual, was it?
Yeah.
Well, it stirred up the outfit for religious boys. They called old Brother Simon and boys on the carpet and said, this is what it said about them. See that they were ignorant and unlearned. Now, what they meant, they were not scribes of the law. They're unlearned as far as the law is concerned. But they'd taken knowledge of them that they'd been with Jesus.
Amen.
That's why power of God is on them.
Yeah.
Amen. It's all the boldness of them boys.
Right.
And that's the same fellow, you know, that's the same fellow at the judgment hall. And the little maid said, aren't you one of his? He said, blankety, 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 I don't know him. She said, you look like one of his. Blankety, blankety, I don't know him. Said, that's the same fellow. And now look at him now. Boy, ain't he bold looking? Said, what's happened to him? He went for Pentecost.
Yes.
He went for Pentecost.
Yes.
And here's what happened. Listen. I hear people, and don't mean to be critical, pray, Lord, send a Pentecost.
You won't do it.
Amen.
We had one Pentecost,
amen.
And it's available, and it will be here until the church gets out of here.
Yeah.
Amen.
We had one Calvary, we're going to have another Calvary.
Right.
He died once, that's all.
That's right.
And the Pentecost came one time. Holy Ghost came, brother, and he's here.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is happy.
Amen.
Amen. And forget your nice religious ass.
Yeah.
And act the way the Holy Ghost wants you to act.
Yeah.
As you're skipping along.
Yeah.
Boy, old John the Baptist wasn't here nice.
Yeah.
He was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, the Bible says.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Sure was.
Amen. Right.
He eats over some wild honey. My buddy, I'll tell you what he does. I read one fellow after one time about his revival. He said, if you'd have gone into Jerusalem probably in those days, been on all the merchant stores in Jerusalem, closed up, gone to John's revival, all the countries and regions around about, he said, when?
Right.
And it must have been a revival, Brother Junior, because the Pharisees come down there and won't get in.
Yeah.
And old John said, you generation of vipers, we warned you to see the wrath of God. See, you didn't come down here bragging about being a child of Abraham. Says God can raise up the children of Abraham out of these rocks around you.
Yeah.
Hey, John the Baptist. Oh, he wouldn't have fit in with all this lunging and pailing of nothing that we've got now, but he'd been a good the whole revival in hell and half age on you. John the Baptist would. Amen.
Yeah.
Had God on him.
Yeah.
Had God on him. Had the stars for the tabernacle and the banks of the Jordan was full up here. Had God on him. Can't introduce the Lord Jesus Christ. What an honor.
Yeah.
And you know, I always did like that at this slam John in prison. He got discouraged and got in the blues, and Jesus hadn't had time to run over that visit, didn't you know? That's the good to get all these here folks that takes the preacher over coming around. That's God shifting the soul toe every few days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm going to hush about for the next little while. Jesus had to even go and see John. He's told in prison because he induced the Lord. And he's told in prison. John said, the dedicated one said, go and ask him if he's Christ, but if we look for another.
Yeah.
Listen. This is what blesses my heart. Jesus turned them on board record and said, listen.
Yeah.
He too, brother.
Said, you go tell John.
Yeah.
The blind see.
Yeah.
The deaf hear. Tongues of drums being loose. Dead's being raised. Said, tell him I'm running on schedule just like said it would.
Amen.
Everything's in order. Everything's in order.
Yeah.
And boy, I don't know whether it's gone or not, but somebody, Jesus turned around and said, what'd you all go out to see? A ring shaking with a man. And boy, he began to put the comments on John.
Yes.
And he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, there's never been a man risen, but a born a woman greater than John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding, he that's least in the kingdom is greater than John.
Yes. Amen.
There's somebody, folks.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.